Yo, Jet, what's happening, boy? I done found Drone AB, my dog. Hey, let's record just a real new shit, man. It ain't funny, but it is funny. It ain't supposed to be funny, but it is funny. Yo, let go, man. Come on, man. I know this ain't the real podcast recording, but that's how I'm going to be on that bit, though. I don't even know how to start that bit.
Okay, back with a new episode, but I hate coming on here, man. You know, I'll never know how to start the podcast, man, but what's up, everybody? This right here is the first date out episode right here. A lot of y'all know, a lot of y'all may not know. I'm not quite sure if y'all follow me on social media as well as the podcast, but yeah, man, I have been having some down times, man. I went through like a breakup and a half or something like that. Like, I don't know, it's kind of weird, but I kind of, like, shut down for, like, 4 or 5 months, man. Just, like, I wasn't, you know, talking to nobody. I wasn't, like, sexually active and none of that shit. Like, I was just really just kicking back to myself. I was taking myself out to eat. I was hanging out with myself. Man, just had a good old time with just me, you know what I'm saying, learning me. I even went on a couples trip single. Like it was just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. It was my one of my homeboy's birthdays. And everybody bought their girl, and I was just, like, super single. Like, I was single as fuck. Like, the real-life single person, man. I was volunteered to do everything, man. Run to the store, because she ain't leaving nobody behind. That shit was just crazy, man. So, yeah, man, I've been single, but I recently started dating. Now, I'm doing what you call openly dating. So, like, I'm trying to just, you know, date multiple people. I ain't trying to fuck multiple people. I'm just trying to date. I'm trying to, you know, get to know somebody. I'm trying to, like, you know, find a woman that I can grow old with and grow with. Like, you know, I think in my past relationships now, with what I'm looking for now, I'm going to take a little bit out of each one. And then put it into this relationship. I think I'm going to be the perfect man this time. The real perfect man. A lot of stuff I post on Facebook, I'm really just bullshitting just to get people to react crazy. Like I said, I believe in polygamy, but I really don't. One of my homegirls was like, "Man, you want to be Future so bad, but you really super Russell." Like I am truly Russell Wilson. Like, man, I bring flowers to you. You know, I do stuff like that. So I'm gonna take a little bit of me out of each relationship, and try to be that ultimate guy this time. I think I'm too old to keep on running around here. Even though I don't run around here and, you know, sex every woman, but I just don't want to be the guy that just, you know, hops from woman to woman. I'm trying to find something serious, man. Something, like I said, I can build with and grow with. But, yeah, I went on a date last night, and it was real cool, man. She was real dope. Like, we had a good time. I think we had a good time. Like, you know, it was my first date out. Shit, like, what am I supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? Like, but, yeah, man, I didn't discuss nothing in my past. I just, you know, just like, you know, we kicking out some brand new shit, put out some brand new energy, and it was pretty dope. I can say this, man. After you're in a relationship for so long, it feels like everything just leads to sex. Like, you know, when you're with somebody for a long time, like, y'all can do the smallest things and end up fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of nowhere, y'all can just fuck. You like, nah. What was we doing before we was fucking? Oh, I know what I was doing. I had just put the plates up in the kitchen and ended up getting some pussy. Like, that's what you do in a relationship, like, so long. Like, you just fuck. You think everything is to get the pussy. Like, you just like, all right, we finna go to the movies, so we come back home and you fuck. You know what I'm saying? But what I experienced yesterday was kind of different, man. Like, you know, we went and hung out, got some drinks. And you would think all that stuff lead to some pussy, man, but it really led to some great conversation. And I was satisfied. Like, you ever had a conversation that truly satisfied you, that you was able to talk about whatever you want to talk about? They talk about whatever they want to talk about, and you ain't being judged, and you can feel like you ain't being judged, because you're like, damn, like, you know, Charlotte's still trying to, like, come on to me, like, that's what's up, like, and I thought that was different and dope, you know what I'm saying? Just the conversation that you can have with somebody, and it leaves you satisfied. That's what that was cool. She gets some points for that. But I ain't trying to just lock in with nobody. Like that's one thing you can't do, man. You gotta date people a couple of times, you know, before you make that decision. And you got on the date, that's cool, y'all had a good time. All right. Now you get back focused on what you focus on. I'm focused on what I'm focused on, and all right, cool. You might hit them back up again. Hey, you wanna go out again? All right, cool. You go hang out, cool, boom, boom, boom. Then you do it again and you repeat until you be like, you know what? Damn, y'all really wanna fuck with y'all. Like, okay, then you make it official. If y'all been dating so long, you know, then you make it official. I don't think you should spend too much time dating either. Don't be dating for, if you date for dating, like you actually talking to people, like, you know, you dating for 6 months, you know, 4 to 6 months, maybe you need to stop dating. Like, maybe you need to stop, you know, bouncing around like that and kind of like work on yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. It ain't really good to really bounce around like that, man. My friends would tell you, like, that's not my style. Like, that's not my style. Like, it'd be so funny when we all start talking about, you know, like, girls and, like, getting, you know, like, our girls and shit like that or something like that. And my friends be like, yeah, Jed ain't the type just to, you know, just to just go out and just smash something. Like, he like relationship. Jed like love. I love love. Like, don't get me wrong. I love love. But I love love when it's the right way. You know? I think we all done experience love the wrong way. But when it's the right way, it's like, I know it's going to be dope. I know it's gonna be dope. I was talking, I was talking to some guys the other day. I was telling them about like black men and how we need to learn how to heal in between breakups, because a lot of times, you know, we go, boy, black men, ladies. I know these boys be acting like they don't get hurt. They be acting all tough, but man, why you think the niggas act like that when you get to them? Because they've been that guy hurt. You know why you think he got so many girls? You always catch him cheating. That's because he done been that guy hurt. And he don't even know, it happened so long ago and in so many different relationships ago, he don't even know when he got hurt. He think that shit is normal. For real, he think that shit is normal to just be like, you know, woman to woman like that. Nah, that shit is not normal, dog. Like, get your shit together, like, find out what the fuck hurt you. I know what hurt me. I hurt me. When I found out I hurt me, I said, boy, I never hurt me again. But fuck that shit. Like, each time I hurt me, so I kind of took my, I had to take that. That's why I took them 4 months off, man, just to get myself together, dog. I would have been hell for a woman trying to talk to me in between that. I probably would have had four, five girlfriends in 4 or 5 months if I was the type to just really just go talk like that. Because, you know, women need love, and men definitely need love. But, like, with women, they love. Like, I love love. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody want that perfect love story. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm gonna continue dating. You know, hanging out with different women. And when I say dating, like I said, I don't mean just out here just fucking everything, walking. No, I don't mean that. I mean like I'm dating, like I'm having a job fair. Okay, you ever heard of, you know how they do the job fairs? Just bring your resumes. I'm gonna read your resumes. I'm gonna go through them, and if you fit what I'm looking for at this position, then we gonna rock. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm having a job fair. Y'all need to have relationship fairs like that, man. I mean, if you single, you know what I'm saying? And if you hurt, just learn to love yourself. Pick up some books. I'm reading this book called Pray Through It. It helps me out, man. It gives me the confidence to walk around with my chest high again and my head high. Because for a long time, I felt like, you know, everything I had done wrong was just like my fault, and your head down, like you ain't gonna never change. Like it was putting that in my mind, you know what I'm saying? But I had to realize that, you know, you can change it. You can be different. You can be a different you. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow, but you can. And it means just work, and then learn to accept the truth. You got to learn to accept those truths. That's what I can say to y'all today. Learn to accept those truths. Yeah, man, that was just a little goat talk for y'all, though. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, man. I will keep y'all updated with my dating, though. I'm going to keep y'all updated with my dating, man. It's going to be pretty crazy. I'm hoping it's a fun run, you know? Shit, I'm a single black man. That was the first date out. And I can't wait to see what the rest of them gonna be like. I will keep y'all updated. Much love to all of y'all.